Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with David Fries, who is helping organize the Rock and Ride, a new bicycling event coming to Washington County next month. Can you explain this Rock and Ride event that's going to be coming to Washington County?
Sure. We're having a day full of family fun on July 11th. It's going to begin at the KC Hall in Washington. And we will ride bikes from there to Riverside, essentially, with stops along the way for refreshments. And we're going to have a band playing about halfway. For lunch, we will stop in Riverside and have a picnic lunch provided by the Washington Cattlemen's Association. And we have Dave Zolo playing there during the day. And we will have activities for the kids. We will have bouncy houses, pony rides, face painting, balloon animals, a small children's bike ride that goes to called the Pebble Ride, that goes from Purple Park, the railroad park, to Bud's Meats. And then we will leave again from there for the second leg and ride back to Washington.
Can you share the route that bikers will be taking?
Yeah, we're just, we haven't determined exactly where we're going to go through the town of Washington, but we're going to essentially go from the Casey Hall down the Riverside Road, out on 12th Street, and then straight down the Riverside Road to Riverside, and then back.
And how long is that bike ride?
I think each way is around 18 miles, and people can feel free to ride as little or as much as they want. They don't have to ride the entire thing. We'll have plenty of people there to support them and load up bikes if they decide it's too much. So I don't want anybody to be worried that they can't do it. And then that evening we'll have a banquet at the Casey Hall, and that's the Rock and Relax.
If people aren't up for the ride, they can come for the Rock and Relax.
Yes, yes. But that can only have 400 people because of fire code. So that will be probably the first thing that sells out. So if anybody's interested in doing the banquet, they should probably sign up sooner than later on that.
And this day of events, what will the proceeds go to?
100% of all the proceeds go to support the Holden Cancer Center and research to fight cancer. We are a nonprofit group that started this solely for the purpose of helping fight cancer.
And is this an honor of some local people?
Yeah. My wife, Kim, who passed away this last fall, had kidney cancer, and my friend Mike Van Osdell's wife Karen, who also had cancer. They inspired the ride. They're the reason why we started it. Our goal, or like the way we see this ride, is those two women inspired a lot of people, and they inspired us to put on this ride. But the people that make this ride are whoever's on it, and so we really hope that it continues forward year after year and it just turns into something way bigger than just those two women.
And did Karen and Kim enjoy cycling?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I can speak better for my wife. We met because of Ragbri, and we both love to ride bikes. And so that was kind of a no-brainer for me to do a bike ride in her memory. And yeah, she would love this. This would be something that we would not miss.
And how can people register if they're interested in taking part?
Yeah, we have a website. It's rockandridecharity.org. And if people could just get on there, and it will lead you through the registration process and the story behind both of the women and more explanation of what we're going to do.
Great. And are you also looking for volunteers to help out?
We are. Being the first year, we don't know exactly what to expect. You know, we're trying to make sure we have everything covered, but until we experience it, we're not going to be sure. We've got everything figured out until it happens.
And in closing, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners or an invitation you'd like to extend?
Yeah, I just really hope people give it a shot. It's kind of like if you don't try it, you won't know. Just give it a try. It's a lot of fun. It's something to create a memory, you know, with kids. We've got everything from older people that can ride bikes to kids at the park, you know, just, it's just supposed to be a day of fun with your family.
That's been today's Washington Page interview about the Rockin' Ride with Dave Freeze, who is helping organize the event. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.